This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. There's been another setback in efforts at the UN Security Council to agree a draft resolution calling for a suspension of hostilities in Gaza. After intensive diplomatic discussions, a vote has been further delayed until Wednesday. It was originally scheduled to take place on Monday. The United States has said it was working with other members of the Security Council to resolve outstanding issues. Neda Taufik is at the UN in New York.
There are two key issues that the United States still has with this draft. There is still a phrase in there calling for urgent steps towards a sustainable cessation of hostilities. The U.S. does not want to see that. They are also getting concerns from Israel about this U.N. monitoring mechanism that is being proposed to streamline aid into Gaza. Israel feels like the mechanism would prevent them from controlling and inspecting properly the delivery of humanitarian aid.
An Islamist militant group has published a video showing two hostages being held in Gaza. The two men were kidnapped from kibbutz near Oz in southern Israel during the Hamas attack on the 7th of October. In the video, they both warn that Israeli bombing is endangering their lives. The hostages are being held by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The Supreme Court in the US state of Colorado has barred the former President Donald Trump from running in the presidential primary election there in March. The majority ruling said he wasn't an eligible candidate because he had engaged in insurrection on January the 6th in 2021, when his supporters stormed the Capitol in Washington. The Trump campaign called the decision anti-democratic and said it would appeal to the US Supreme Court. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's considering proposals to mobilise hundreds of thousands of people to fight Russia. He was speaking in an end-of-year news conference. Paul Adams has more.
Ukraine and its leader are facing a hard winter. President Zelensky revealed today that he's considering costly proposals to mobilise a further 500,000 people. It comes as commanders report ammunition shortages across the long front line. Packages of US and EU support to Ukraine, military and economic, are stuck, probably at least until the new year. Mr. Zelensky was asked by the BBC if he thought there was a danger Ukraine was losing the war.
We don't have enough ammunition, but that doesn't mean that we will not find a solution. But for this, we really need support.
A court in the United States has sentenced a former Haitian senator to life in prison for his role in the assassination of the country's president, Jovenel Moïse, in 2021. John Joel Joseph admitted to providing vehicles and other resources to the plotters who carried out the attack. World News from the BBC. Reports from Burkina Faso say four French nationals suspected of being agents working for the French Foreign Intelligence Service have been arrested in the capital Ouagadougou. Our Burkinabe diplomatic source said the four suspects were under investigation. The magazine Jeune Afrique, which broke the story, says they were arrested earlier this month and are accused of espionage. A French court has sentenced a serial killer's ex-wife to life in prison for her role in two murders and a kidnapping. Monique Olivier stood trial in Paris over the rape and killing of two young women, as well as the abduction of a 9-year-old girl whose body was never found. The Mexican president says his government will challenge a new law in Texas which will allow state police to arrest and deport suspected illegal immigrants. Andrés Manuel López Obrador said it was inhumane. Texan Governor Greg Abbott said he'd taken action because of what he called a tidal wave of illegal entries into Texas. Researchers have found the first biological proof that tribesmen from the far eastern reaches of the Roman Empire ended up in Britain. Scientists use advanced DNA technology to trace the origins of a 2,000-year-old skeleton unearthed in eastern England. The remains were of a young man from a nomadic group known as the Sarmatians. They lived near what's now southern Russia and were recruited into the Roman cavalry for their horse-riding skills. Dr. Alex Smith led the research and says the find reveals a new understanding about how people moved around the Roman Empire.
It's hugely interesting how he came to be from the edge of the empire to end up his life in a Cambridgeshire ditch. We're starting to see these people in the countryside that come from all different parts of the empire. It says that there was much greater movement, not just to the cities, but also in the countryside than there ever was previously.
Dr. Alex Smith. BBC News.